Many superintendents were worried Kasich's budget would include another round of cuts to schools. Instead, the governor says his plan spends an additional $1.2 billion on education over the next 2 years. Randy Boroff runs the Revere Schools, and he's the president of the Buckeye Association of School Administrators.
Our biggest fear as superintendents was that we were going to hear about cuts in the budget and that we were going to have to depend more on levies.
The additional money includes a $300 million one-time competitive grant, known as the Straight A Fund. A new voucher program for low-income kids would be launched, and charter schools will get a per-pupil allotment to pay for building costs. Plus, schools will get extra funding for certain students.
If you have disabled students, you're going to get help. If you have gifted students, you're going to get help.
But here's where the plan raises eyebrows. It makes an effort to equalize school funding across the state. And Kasich pulls no punches when he states what school districts face.
I mean, this is not like some difficult thing to figure out. If you are poor, you're going to get more. If you're richer, you're going to get less.
Kasich's plan would require every district to spend a minimum amount on schools, a level far above what most districts spend now. The problem is, districts in poor areas can't raise as much property tax money as districts in rich areas. Passing a levy in a place where the average property value is $50,000 yields a lot less money than in a place where the average property value is $250,000. So to help those poor districts, Kasich's plan would have the state make up some of the funds they can't raise on their own. 96% of districts in Ohio would be eligible for increases in state funding. Kasich says district-level projections will be available in the middle of this week. And until then, he says, superintendents can more or less figure it out like this.
It affects you on the basis of your situation. So the system's not gamed. It depends on your wealth, your ability to pay, and how much the state will do. And this particular issues that you have in your district that is unique to you as a school district.
But after the governor's presentation, many superintendents were left scratching their heads.
Devil's in the details.
The devil's always in the details.
Ed Holland and Steve Dakin are both superintendents. Holland from Cuyahoga Heights, Dakin from Reynoldsburg. Dakin says he sees a lot he likes in Kasich's plan.
There's a lot of things that could reduce the reliance on levies. And part of it is, again, I think will be embedded in both the Straight A Fund and the deregulation that will give school districts and superintendents the opportunity to really reduce and or contain their costs better than we've been able to do before, which ultimately then will result in less requests to the voter.
Of course, that doesn't mean schools won't have to ask for levies.
All school districts will probably have to go to the ballot at some point in time. The question is, how long are those intervals? And I really think that this will afford us the opportunity to elongate those intervals.
Some superintendents fear they'll have to ask for levies just as frequently as they do now. Here's Randy Boroff of Revere Schools again.
Well, I think in our case, in a wealthy suburban district, we still are going to be dependent upon the taxpayers passing levies to increase our revenue on a regular basis and when needed. So, I don't think it's going to be that helpful to us. We're still going to have to do what we have to do to maintain the standards that have been established in our school district.
It's that continued reliance on property taxes that bothers Bill Phyllis. He's the lawyer who started the case that prompted the Supreme Court to declare the state's school funding system unconstitutional 4 times.
From the basic sound bites that were presented, it would appear to be that the dependence on property tax in terms of ensuring a high-quality education is going to remain the same or actually increase.
Many schools already have levy issues on the ballot this spring. Those superintendents are left wondering how to sway voters and explain this new school funding proposal while they try to make sense of it themselves. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Liaskowski.